can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
On the pipes, clink clink. Okay, that's Don Tony Orlando and Don. One of the best shows I ever went to in my entire life was at some place called the Westbury Music Fair in Long Island. Tony Orlando was doing the show. I have never been to a better show in my life. He was walking through the audience having fun the entire show while Don was on stage. Just fantastic. Hey, it's 7:04. We got late. We're a little late now. Let's head to the news here at WRJN. You've got it coming up in 10 seconds.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Schools are closed, doors locked in London, Kentucky this morning as an intense manhunt continues for a gunman who opened fire on an interstate, randomly shooting at cars, wounding five people. WLKY-TV's Shaquille Lord reports.
All victims are in stable condition. The Laurel County Sheriff's Office tells us Couch legally bought this AR-15 in London on Saturday, along with about 1,000 rounds of ammunition. So, of course, he is considered armed and dangerous. Now, we're told no expense is being spared to track him down.
Search taking place in rugged, rocky woods and deep caves. An out-of-control wildfire in Southern California, San Bernardino County, has quadrupled in size, forcing people from their homes in several communities.
I came down to the evacuation center because I had no place else really to go. It's been all new experience for me.
Officials say more than 36,000 structures are in danger. The presidential candidates getting set for their first debate tomorrow night. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is in battleground Pennsylvania.
Our poll shows Harris is competitive here, Michigan, and Wisconsin, in part because voters think she'll help the middle class, and she has an edge on making housing more affordable, along with support from union workers. But Trump is doing better with those who say the economy and inflation are major issues, especially among non-college and white voters.
workers.
Boeing's come to tentative terms with machinists and aerospace employees who've been threatening to walk off their jobs. CBS's Matt Piper.
Boeing says it's reached a tentative agreement with a union representing more than 32,000 workers, potentially averting a strike. The deal includes 25% in pay increases over 4 years and commitment to build the next commercial airplane in the Seattle area. The deal would need to be approved on Thursday by Boeing factory workers near Seattle and Portland.
Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill speaking out after he was handcuffed face down on the street outside Hard Rock Stadium during a traffic stop ahead of the season opener.
It's crazy. Like, I want to be a cop one day. I got a state trooper hat, all that, you know, so I got a lot of respect for cops, man. But obviously, everybody has bad apples in every situation.
Hill caught 7 passes, helping Miami rally to a 2017 win over the Jags. He celebrated by pretending to be handcuffed. One of the officers has been placed on administrative leave. Warm welcome for Pope Francis in what's considered the most Catholic country in the world. The 87-year-old pontiff arriving in East Timor Palace on a 12-day visit across Southeast Asia and Oceania. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police have confirmed the identity of the pregnant woman found shot dead Friday. 22-year-old Amaya Prather was due to give birth in 3 weeks. She was discovered inside of a vehicle near 13th Avenue and 65th Street Friday afternoon. A manhunt is underway for a suspect named Lawrence Franklin Jr. Kenosha police have his image online. He's described as armed and dangerous. Pay for subs is a topic for Racine Unified leaders tonight. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on increased pay rates for substitute staff during a meeting later. Long-term subs could potentially earn more than $29 an hour. More vending machines are coming to Racine. These are the ones with Narcan and drug testing kits, not candy. The city of Racine has okayed a $150,000 grant to install 2 new harm reduction vending machines to be located at the Racine Public Library in the Bryant Community Center. A similar machine was installed at the Transit Center in late 2023. There are several others spread across Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They could be feeling it. They could be trying not to. You know, they could be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had 3, 4, again, 5. Most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I bought a book from somebody. Check this out. They had dog ear to bookmark their place on page 2. Yeah, let that sink in. That means somebody got 1 page in and was like, I have done enough book learning for today. I'm exhausted. Let me put this thing down. Wait, before I do, I might not remember where I left off. I'm gonna mark the backside of page 1, AKA page 2. God forbid I have to read page 1 all over again. I think relationships are a lot like books, too. You ever get halfway into a book, you're like, man, it was so fun and interesting at first, but now it's getting really lame and boring to read. Put this much effort in, and maybe I should finish it. Could have a happy ending. And then again, there's a couple other books out there I'm very interested in reading. My buddy read one that he highly recommends. so complicated. Maybe I should just give up reading altogether and pay someone to read to me. That might be.
My favorite movie, a Tom Hanks movie. I think we talked about this on Friday. The Burbs. Now they're desecrating that movie. Peacock is turning the 1989 Tom Hanks cult classic, The Burbs, into a series starring Kiki Palmer. Ugh. Leave my movie alone. Check out the trailer for Mr. McMahon, the Netflix docuseries about the former WWE boss Vince McMahon. And we knew this was coming sometime. The mother of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce appears in the first trailer for Hallmark Channel's Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. We knew that was going to come eventually, didn't we? All right, it's 7:14 WRJM, local news, timeless hits.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious.
We can't go on. can't you see what you do with me? When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Elvis, Suspicious Minds, local news and timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 81. Clear tonight, low is 59. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 81. It is so nice out there now. It's a cool, dry air. Love it. It's sunny, 60 degrees here at Radio Park at 718. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Anyone have that friend who gets the medical advice from a TV show? Maybe you are that friend, huh? Well, if you love a good medical show, Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the 10 best. Let's start at number 10, Nurse Jackie. Number 9, House, ran on Fox for a couple of years. Number 8, Chicago Hope, Getting On, never heard of it, on HBO. Number 7, MASH, there's where you should get your medical advice from. And number 6, Scrubs. Number 5, St. Elsewhere. Number 4, Grey's Anatomy 3. Here's a classic, Dr. Kildare, with, remember that? Who starred in that? I forget. Raymond Massey was the head of the hospital, and Richard Chamberlain, that was it. Played Dr. Kildare from 1961 to 1966. And number 1, apparently we get all our medical advice from the TV show ER. So I guess we all graduated medical school by just watching ER, right?
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win. Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
There you go, from the Magical Mystery Tour, the Beatles. Hello, goodbye. WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It is 727. Let's get to Paul Harvey now and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. For one reason alone, shy little Carlos regretted his family's moving to the tiny town of Miami, Arizona. That reason was the kid next door. The boy's name was Bobby. He was a full-blooded Native American, same age as Carlos, same grammar school class, but a lot bigger. Now, Carlos was himself half Irish, half Cherokee. But apparently that wasn't good enough for Bobby, so every day after school he would chase Carlos home. Most days he would catch him and beat him up. But this is the rest of the story. Right next door to the cottages where Carlos and Bobby lived was a gas station. The owner's name was Jack, and every day Jack would stand there and he'd watch this sad little scenario recur. The bully chasing the smaller boy, and then catching him, and then pounding him day after day. And Jack may have known that Carlos's father was an alcoholic, was mostly oblivious to his son's problems. But one day Jack decided it was time to butt in, so he went to Carlos's mother and he told her, please stay in the house today and do not interfere. And she agreed. And sure enough, right on schedule, little Carlos came running past the gas station toward his house. Bobby the bully was not yet in sight, but Jack the gas station man stopped Carlos and he said, I'd like to have a word with you. Politely but urgently, the little boy explained that he must not stop now. He had to go inside right away because Bobby was chasing him and he would be here at any minute. Jack said, you're not going anywhere. You're going to stand up for yourself and fight this boy right now. But Bobby was too big, Carlos pleaded. Jack wouldn't listen. He said, you're not going to run away anymore. And the more he encouraged Carlos, the braver the little boy became, so brave that when Bobby the bully arrived, Carlos actually jumped him and wrestled the bully to the ground. And it was but a brief tussle, at the conclusion of which Bobby the Bully cried, I give, I give. And as Jack the service station man had known in his heart from the start, Bobby would never chase Carlos again. In fact, perhaps predictably, they became friends. Now I know this sounds like one of the many mountainous molehills of which childhood is comprised, an insignificant episode in the life of a couple of greater stories, but for Carlos it was ultimately significant. And even more, the time he turned around and stood his ground made him whatever he was to be forever after. For you would never have heard of that little boy who let a bully get the best of him, were it not for the man he became. World middleweight karate champion from 1968 to 1974. And the star of such movie box office knockouts as A Force of One, Delta Force, Code of Silence. But now whenever you hear his name, you will picture a scared little boy trying to outrun a bully and a concerned stranger who put an end to the running of Carlos Ray Norris, whom the world has come to respect as Chuck Norris. Now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-9756. 262-634-3311. That's right. 262-634-3311. There you go. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting at Cliffside Park. Jesse Pratt of Caledonia was killed, with police saying he admitted to shooting his mother and setting her house on fire in the days before the park shooting. In the park, he reportedly fired a gun in the air and reached for his weapon despite officer commands. A Kenosha County high school runner is recovering after being struck by a car during practice on Friday. Westosha Central High School cross-country runner Reed Hanch suffered serious injuries, including brain bleeding, a fractured skull, a broken orbital, and a fractured nose. He was struck near Highway 50 in Paddock Lake. A prayer vigil was held last night near the high school to support his recovery. You may soon be able to make a caffeine withdrawal at a former Kenosha bank.
Starbucks has proposed converting the former North Shore Bank on Green Bay Road into a new cafe with a drive-thru. The company wants to make modifications to the existing drive-thru to better suit the coffee company's needs. It's the location in the Southport Plaza. A final review is expected at the city's Plan Commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The harvest may not yet be in full swing, but boy, we're gathering a lot of information that will help us in 2025. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a specific look at Wisconsin soybean research next.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Dr. Sean Connolly, University Extension soybean specialist, is gathering research information right now from north to south in the state of Wisconsin. The goal? Finding ideal profitability.
From Spooner, Wisconsin, all the way down to the Illinois-Wisconsin border, we're doing the same thing. So starting in early April all the way through the end of June, we're planting corn and soybean at the exact same day. And then looking at the overall productivity and profitability of both crops, what we're really trying to do is map out what is the optimal planting time for each crop and which one gives farmers the best profitability. And what we're doing that is not just in Wisconsin, but across the country, so we can develop these maps and tools for farmers that they can actually do this and look at what's best for their specific farm fields.
Dr. Sean Connolly, University Extension soybean specialist, on some of the research data he's looking forward to by the end of the harvest. Markets and overnight electronic trade a little bit mixed on a Monday morning. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 227.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 4 at 227. Double A butter gained 1.25 cents to 317.5 per pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 8 right now at 22.92 a hundredweight. December corn's down 1 cent at 405. November soybeans are up 3.5 at 1008. December wheat currently down 3 at 563 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on what's happening in the markets on a Monday morning. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing during the harvest. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com and you can take care of it right there. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Tick tock. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating.
Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed a subtext. I don't know.
Hits with the Supremes. You keep me hanging on. 7:39 at WRJN. Hey, catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. I know you think summer's over, but it's not until September 22nd. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks coming up on Saturday, September 21st. Just visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the simple pop-up instructions. No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends on Friday, September 13th. So again, quick review. Go to the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com and follow the simple pop-up instructions so you can win four club-level tickets to go see, if I could speak, it would be easy, the Arizona Diamondbacks on Saturday, September 21st. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and, of course, Brewers baseball. It's sunny, 61 degrees right now at Radio Park with the Shirelles.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
News and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, a study on porch pirates looked at the days of the week you're most likely to have a package stolen. You're most at risk on Mondays and Tuesday afternoons. More packages are stolen on Mondays than any other day of the week, so beware. Tuesday is a close second. Wednesday and Sunday are next. Ironically, the least likely day is Saturday. I don't know why Sunday is so big, though, because I don't... Do they deliver packages on Sundays? I can't remember ever getting one on a Sunday. But Saturday's the best day of the week. No porch pirates. Maybe because everybody's home and outside. Maybe that's why. Na na. Hey, hey. Kiss and goodbye. Na na na. Beautiful, cool morning. Yeah. Sunny today with a high near 81. Clear tonight, lows around 59. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 81. Currently, it's sunny and 61 degrees here at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits at WRJN. All right. There are some unwritten rules in life everybody should know. You ready? Here they are. When the host starts cleaning, the party's over. You need to go. You don't have to go home. You just need to go, though. Let people get off the bus, train, or elevator before you get on. That's a pet peeve of mine. Don't make plans with friends or talk about plans with friends in front of people who aren't part of the plan. If there's an awkward silence, don't say, awkward silence, because it just makes things more awkward, worse, not better. If someone's wearing headphones or trying to sleep on a plane, leave them alone. Don't talk to them. And finally, unless you're really broke or under the age of 30, don't ask your friends to help you move. Get out there and hire some movers.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
Waking for the man every night and day.
CCR, Proud Mary, local news and Tamla's hits. WRJN. Got a list here of the top careers that do not require a college degree. These are the top five: software developer, systems analyst, electrician, police officer, truck driver, disc jockey. I don't think we even require a grammar school degree to get into radio, do we? I don't know. Sometimes I'm not sure. Other times I am. It's 7:55 with the Kinks. Their first big hit. Yeah, you really got me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
And Tamla's hits, WRJN. We're looking for a sunny day with a high near 81 today. Right now, it's a cool 61 degrees with sunshine right here at Radio Park.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion. Chase away the rain.